while guiding them on their journey through learning. And we see a link here. Administrators have to trust their teachers, teachers have to trust their students, and the students will start to trust themselves. And the more they trust, the more we see them trying and sharing their thinking and actually going beyond what we initially expected. Now that's a whole lot of trust going on. And to be able to do that, we have learned that we have to let go. And we have learned that letting go of control sometimes is messy. And this was a huge learning piece for us at the beginning, because our classroom often looked like this when they were creating their structures. But inquiry is not linear, and learning can be messy. And we have to be okay with that and be patient for what will come out of it. Now, I mentioned a couple of times about the chaos that resulted out of their learning and the sheer number of creations that they had made. And both groups eventually did do some organization, some mapping of their cities. And the grade one class created Little Oak City, and this is their new design. And similarly, in the grade 1-2 class, you can see that it quickly overwhelmed the space that we had originally set aside for it. So our students voted to give up one of their carpets in the classroom, and we laid down butcher paper, and the students were able to put the city in a new home based on the map that they had chosen. Now, would this have occurred if we had told our students what to do and how to do it? I don't believe so. This was not our vision of a city, it was theirs. And because this belongs to them, the learning belongs to them. And that is far more meaningful than anything that we could have spoon-fed them and asked them to regurgitate.